Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Winter Nation Guest Hotline, Baltimore Banner Childs, what's up?
How you guys doing? Things have taken a bit of a dark turn since last I was on, but we'll keep going, right?
Well, we'll try to make it positive here for sure, but the weather might have an impact on the game. Who really knows? But, I mean, you're out there at practice. You get your half hour, certainly, and then you talk to the coaches. You get the locker room intel and inside access there. But, I mean, are you sensing a team that's teetering on disaster, at least from within? Or are they still confident that they can get this thing turned around? Even, I mean, they're still the odds on favorite, believe it or not, to win the division right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with that, just based on the sheer math of it. But I was talking to your colleague Cordell Woodland about this yesterday when we were in the locker room. The tone in there yesterday was actually, I thought, a little looser. Maybe it was the new guys coming in to some degree. I don't know. But it actually felt like, you know, maybe things had turned. Maybe there was some sense that they've hit rock bottom and they realize things are dire and they got to kind of come off the canvas now. I don't know. I mean, it's way too early to attribute anything much to that. But I did notice that. Whereas obviously, I mean, the atmosphere in the locker room after Sunday's game was catatonic. I mean, it was, you know, they knew how awful it was. Everybody knew how awful it was, and there were so few of sort of the veteran leaders of the team even there because they were all hurt. I mean, so it'll be interesting to see how they come out on Sunday, even if they're overmatched, you know, even if it's going to be a very difficult game for them to win. Do we at least see some, you know, change in spirit, some sense of, you know, some hint of life, some hint that when they come back from the bye and they have most of their team that they really could go on a run. I mean, that's kind of what I'll be looking for.
Now, Childs, are we going to see any changes in the lineup in the offensive line? Because I hope Filele, I think Filele needs a break, you know, and I would like Corey Bullock to go in there. What are you hearing? Anything, any lineup changes for the O-line?
I do not think we're going to see a lineup change on Sunday. I agree with you, Vinny. I would like to see them give Corey Bullock a shot and just see. I actually, for me, I would like to see him in place of Voorhees more than Filele. I actually think Filele has played better than Voorhees overall, especially as a pass blocker. I mean, I understand the fans have it in for Filele. I understand why his bad reps look about as bad as they could possibly be. I do think if you look at the totality of his work, at least on the pass blocking side of things, I don't think he's been terrible. I think he's been better than Voorhees. So if I'm making a lineup change, to me that's where I would make it. But I too would like to see what Bullock could do, and you know, does that shake things up a little bit? Because I mean their run blocking is just nowhere
horrendous
right now. I mean there's no positive spin to put on it. And obviously if Ferrani's back, which I think that's what we would anticipate given that he practiced twice last week and practiced yesterday. I mean, if he's close to 100%, that's obviously, I mean, he's a lot better than Noteboom, who was pretty bad on Sunday. But I mean, I'm with you. It's time to shake things up there.
Yeah, and the other thing, they get nothing from Payton. Nothing. You know, he gets knocked into the backfield. That's the problem, is the O-line's in the backfield. You know, and Henry can't ever get going. That's the biggest problem. I told Bob this yesterday. Lamar should ask for like $65-70 million now, you know, because they realized that, you know, when he wasn't in there, that pass protection and stuff. Yeah, it was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you certainly do see, you know, how much of an impact. I mean, I mean, obviously we know the things he does individually. We know the things he does as a passer, but I mean, he is the run game in a lot of ways too, right? I mean, it's the attention that he draws that, you know, creates so much for everybody else, including Henry. And I know we've talked about this before. I really do think that they've missed Ricard too. I mean, you know, he's not in there every down, but I mean, you know, just the physicality he brings on the front end of the running game. I mean, they just have not had that component to the team this year. I mean, that, you know, they always felt like they could fall back on bully ball, that was sort of their core identity, that, you know, when they were playing their best at the end of last season, they just trampled teams. And, you know, Ricard is a big part of that identity, and that's just not there right now. And they don't have anybody else like that.
Now, we going to get any of the five unhealthy guys back?
Who are we counting as the unhealthy guy? I mean, I think Hamilton.
Lamar, Roquan, Awuzie, Ricard.
Marlon.
Harbaugh did imply yesterday that there would be some guys back. Whether he was just talking about Hamilton and Ronnie, I don't know. I would think Awuzie would be a possibility. I think we're probably still looking at Chicago for Roquan, for Marlon, for Lamar. You know, Ricard, I mean, John explicitly said on Monday that, you know, the Chicago game is when they're hoping for Ricard. So that kind of leaves the Awuzie as the one guy that we don't know for sure. And so, I mean, that would seem like the best possibility to me. I'd be surprised to see any of the other four.
Childs, does it seem like when you're out there listening to Harb talk, he seems like he takes a lot more shots at the offense, and then the defense, you know, it's like we're going to be okay there. After watching film, I think we're going to be okay where they're 31st in every category or 32nd.
I mean, I have to think that some of that is just, it's just tactical, that, you know, he feels like Monken and the offense can take more hits, you know, publicly. I mean, he understands how down the fan base is on Zach Orr. I mean, you know, the calls to fire him have been getting louder and louder by the week. So, I mean, to me, that's just sort of tactical, you know, trying to give a little cover to the guy who's under the most heat. Whereas, you know, it wouldn't even surprise me if, you know, he sort of said to Todd Monken, you know, I'm gonna throw some darts your way, and you know it's gonna be your week to eat it a little bit. I mean, you know, not to say that the concerns he expressed about, you know, some of the play calling and, you know, their short yardage, I mean, I think those were real concerns.
Yes.
But you know, as a head coach, you are playing the PR game too, and you know, so I think that's a part of it. But you know, if they end up making a significant change to the coaching staff in the bye week, I mean, it's going to be in the defensive staff. I mean, you know, I don't think we're going to see any big staff shakeup on the offensive side. So that's all I'd really read into that.
Charles Walker, Baltimore Banner. Ravens getting 7.5 right before the bye. Chicago comes in. They're playing better. Of course, worry about them when we have to. But what do you think? What's going on?
Prediction?
Prediction for the game. Is it 1-5 going into bye and all sorts of angst for 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's just hard for me to, I mean, given what we saw on Sunday, it's hard for me to logically come to a conclusion that with no Lamar, they can go toe to toe with this is a really good team coming to town. And you know, could they have possibly overlooked this week if they hadn't lost that 49ers game the way that they did? Maybe, but I mean, they need a win too. And I mean, it's a really good offense. I mean, you know, based on what we've seen, it's hard to imagine Stafford and Puka Nacua not going nuts against this defense. I mean, they just don't have the guys to sort of counter right now. Even if they have better ideas, and you know, even though they brought in some new players this week, I mean, they still are just missing so much of their talent core. And I just don't see it. I mean, you know, you would hope they put out more of a representative effort. I mean, that it's not, you know, I'm sure they don't want to be humiliated 2 weeks in a row, but man, it would be hard to pick them to win. So I'm going to pick the Rams by like a probably like a 10-point-ish margin.
There's Childs Walker, Baltimore Banner. Childs, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the game on Sunday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Childs.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
There's Childs Walker. We'll come back with a whip around. Caps started their season last night. Didn't go well. Mm-hmm. We'll get into all of that good stuff. There were, believe it or not, there were two college football games on a Wednesday. There's four tonight. Check your local listings. It's a pretty cool stuff happening this day. Colts and Orioles history. Not so much for the Ravens, though. Today's October the 9th, believe it or not. It's Vinny Hady Nolan. Total Request Thursday here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport. Every game. Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here. This Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send your request. Request. Plaza Sports text line. 410-583-1057. Get your votes in for featured artists. Friday, same number last night. Capitals started their NHL season, regular season of 25-26. We had Joe Beninati on yesterday, very optimistic, said they're better than last year. Mm. Well, if last night's any indication, Joe B. might be pulling a Haney with his predictions here.
Pastrnak's pass. Zadorov will return it. Pastrnak, wrist shot, scores! Lots of traffic in front of Logan Thompson. Pastrnak got it to the net, and the Bruins have the lead.
TNT on the call.
Yeah, that was, I mean, the Caps had 35 shots on net. Ovi had a couple of chances. He looks like he's a little big right now, would be my guess. But
a lot
he's
of
always,
off-season celebrating.
Yeah, he might be like 240, something like that. But they had 35 shots. Swayman, the goalie for Boston, was outstanding. Bad loss for the Caps at home. Because Boston, they have Pastrnak and Swayman. That's about it. That's, you know, they don't have much else. And they're in contention for Charlie's team at Gavin McKenna, you know, the first pick of the draft next year. I mean, that's how people are looking at Boston, you know, and in the Caps opening night at home, kind of lay an egg, you know. All right, they have 35 shots. Logan Thompson played well for the Caps, but offensively, they just didn't get the quality chances, and Swayman made some good saves.
Tom Wilson, only goal for the
Willie had a nice goal. And
Caps
Bob,
he
knocked the crap out of about four people, and, I mean, he knocked the crap out of them.
Now, tonight, New Jersey's at Carolina,
yes.
Charlie's team.
Yep.
7:30 puck drop there. Carolina last year knocked the Caps out of the playoffs. What are their expectations for this season? And what about the Devils?
Well, the Devils, as long as Jack Hughes for the Devils is healthy, they'll be good. But Jack gets hurt a lot. But and Jack's a 100-point, you know, a season guy. But he's not that big. But if he can stay healthy, they're good. Carolina is projected to win the Metro, and they're gonna be good. You know, Rod Brindamore's the coach, and they call him Rod the Bod, Bob. And that's what he's kind of a bodybuilder kind of guy.
Oh, nice.
You know, yeah.
Like Nolan.
Yeah. So, but they're a physical team, and really no superstar kind of guys, just all gritty type guys.
I've noticed a lot of extensions being signed in the NHL here. Eichel got a new deal.
Yeah, 13,
Connor
13
in,
and a half.
Winnipeg, and then Ekholm with Edmonton. So,
yeah.
Some money's being spent here.
Well, and then, Bob, they got a new CBA done, and it goes into effect, I think, next year, and the cap goes up quite a bit. So I think and a lot of these extensions, Bob, start next year. So good for them. Good for the players. Good for, you know, the cap going up means their TV deals and stuff. They're making some money.
There were two college football games. Conference USA on a Wednesday. Missouri State beat Middle Tennessee 22-20, and Liberty Biberty took out UTEP 19-8. UTEP not that good.
No.
And there's four games tonight. Conference USA and the American, and how about a little Sun Belt fun as well. Tulane, East Carolina looks like the most competitive the games this season.
Tulane's pretty good.
They're 4-1.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't have. I mean, I'll be at Penn State's playing at home tonight against Clarkson.
So me seeing any of these games, 0.02
yeah.
baseball playoff games than
yeah.
the NFL. But, hey, if you like college football, they're all televised.
Yeah.
Hey, check your local listings. It's the Whip Around Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. NBA preseason. Wizards haven't even played yet. They play this weekend. But Boston beat Memphis 121-103. Score don't matter, but the local interest here. Santi Aldama, Loyola, 12.6 boards, 2 assists. Cam Spencer, Baltimore kid, boys Latin, Loyola. He had 10-3-3. Golden State beat Portland 129-123. Pat Spencer, Cam's brother, also boys Latin, Loyola. He had 6-3-3. Toronto beat Sacramento 130-122. Emmanuel Quickley, Baltimore zone. He had 8-2-4. So, yeah, we're here, everybody. The NHL has already started. NBA's, what, just less than 2 weeks away from tipping off. Come on, man. Nolan. Christmas tree in less than 2 months. Let that sink in. My wife already put up the Halloween stuff. Now, it means I'll be buying the candy that I'll be eating here.
Yeah.
Coming up in another week or so. This day in sports history. Today's the 9th of October, 1977, at Memorial Stadium. The Colts and Dolphins. Burt Jones throws 4 touchdown passes. 2 to Shake and Bake Glenn Doughty. 1 to Ray Chester. 1 to Don McCauley. Lido Mitchell had 17 for 142 and a touchdown. Sack Pack got to Bob Greasy 5 times. Bruce Laird and Stan White had picks. Colts 45-28 to improve to 4-0 on the year. And this day in Orioles history, 1966, also at Memorial Stadium. Frank Robinson hit a home run up Don Drysdale. 4th inning, that was it. Only run of the game. Dave McNally throws a 4-hit shutout. And the Orioles beat the Dodgers 1-0 to win the 1966 World Series. Dodgers scored 2 runs in the entire series.
Ooh.
And that was in the first game. Orioles threw 3 straight shutouts. Jim Palmer beat Koufax. Drysdale lost twice. and the Birds won the first of what is three World Series championships. Unfortunately, they won their three within a 17-year period and been in the World Series in 42 years. Anyway, let's get out to the phones when we come back, talk about something positive. You know, the Ravens at 1-4 with Super Bowl or bust expectations. We'll go to the Funhouse. Got news from the Nets coming up at noon. We're going to hear from a lot of people that were meeting with the media yesterday at one winning drive. Count that late week money, hopefully buy or sell. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer. Get his thoughts on the Orioles managerial search. I saw one odds maker read on BaltimoreBaseball.com as Ryan Flaherty. As the leader to get the job, but who knows? We'll get Bordy's thoughts on that and the baseball playoffs. We'll have highlights from last night's game. Speaking of that, in the 12 o'clock hour, NFL lunch. Got Vinny's film breakdown of the Rams' offense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one's going to be something to worry about. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, talk real and fantasy football with him. We got a busy show. Your phone calls.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming up next. With your song requests and with your phone calls, Ravens back at practice today. Yesterday, no Lamar, no Roquan, no Marlon, no Woozier. I mean, it's just this never-ending list of injuries and all key contributors to the equation. Kyle Hamilton was back somewhat limited. What does that mean?
We'll see. I saw him in the drills, you know, DB drill doing backpedaling and stuff. He looked good there, you know. The only thing scares me, Bob, about guys that have – pulls like that, playing on a wet, slippery field is not the best thing for a guy, you know, with a groin issue.
Yeah, it looks beautiful outside now.
Yeah,
on Thursday, but expected to rain starting what, Saturday night.
Yeah,
hopefully Maryland, Nebraska can get unscathed with the weather down at College Park. All right, let's go to the phones. Go get Joe and Woodbury. Joe, thanks for holding. What's happening?
I knew you would get me. I'm walking down the street. 3800 block of Park Heights. I'm on my walk. But anyway, and when I was walking down one street, I said, shut up, birds, because if they call me now, they're going to say it's my smoke alarms. So it's like 100 birds chirping out. But anyway, hey, man, I got to put all this on the coach, man. Think about this. I've never heard your DC needing a mentor to come in back-to-back years. Who does that? John Harbaugh. Another thing, John Harbaugh, he is supposed to be the tip of the spear. He's supposed to be the head of the team. But he has brought in a person who was not equipped, knowledgeable, and everything, and promoted this guy to a position. You know, everyone can't lead. And another thing, I think about how the linebackers was playing when he was the linebackers coach. Because, of course, when Donald was here, I don't know if Orr was the head linebacker coach. Y'all can verify that or not. But when Donald left, he took everyone. So even the special teams start sucking after he left. So you got the head coach supposed to be a special team guru. He promotes a guy that's not able to do what the job requires. You have to bring in a mentor back-to-back years. That responsibility is the fault of the head coach. So if anybody should fall on the spear, it should be him. If anything, Orr should be demoted, not far, because he was put in a position that he wasn't experienced enough to do. Can anybody see that but me? But in other words, they're not going to get this back together this year. And the roster. Think about this roster, how flawed it is. Now, me and Bruce Cunningham, when we went over the construction of that 2000s defense, I think they had 5 draft picks, and the other 6 guys they brought in. DaCosta hasn't done nothing like that since his first pick of Hollywood Brown. When he did that, I knew he didn't know what he was doing.
Roquan.
No. He brought him in, but look how many years after that. What I'm saying is he's been trying to construct a team. I know that. But we've been hurting on the offensive line and defensive line so long, it's pathetic. And that's all I'm going to say, y'all, because I'm out here walking. I'm getting tired talking to y'all.
Yeah, man. Be careful out there. Get that work in, Joe. All right, real quick, with Zach Orr, 2023, mm-hmm. when Mike McDonald was the DC, Chuck Smith was outside linebackers coach. Zach Orr was inside linebackers coach with Roquan, first team All-Pro, and Patrick Queen, who all played himself into a big, yeah. So that wasn't exactly a weakness of the team. But going back to when he got the job, the concern you had and everybody else did, he's never called plays before.
Right.
I mean, he's been a coach, so he knew he played the game. He certainly understands how to play defense, but he had never called and devised game plans.
My big thing, Bob, and I've said it for 2 years now, is you're all in to win the Super Bowl. The last 2 years, you're Super Bowl or bust. And you bring in a guy that's never called plays before on defense. It just made no sense to me. Where's the experience? You know, I mean, you want to go in. You know, Munkin had coached in the pros. He was coordinator for Tampa and Cleveland, so he'd been there before. But you bring in a guy that you don't know what you're going to get.
Hey, and Denard Wilson and Anthony Weaver, they were also coordinators too when they were on the staff in 23. And now, well, Weaver's probably in trouble in Miami, yeah. And Denard's in Tennessee, and that coach Callahan's probably going to be the first one to get fired. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the biggest thing. I mean, I remember talking about the week of the Kansas City game. How's he going to match up with Andy Reid? You know, I mean, I was never crazy about that. I never liked that hire. I mean, I don't know how they let Harbs pull that one off. You know, I mean, and that's Eric and Bisciotti, huh? You know, because you would think, hey, man, you can't bring in a rookie.
Nolan, we have time for another call. He says yes, and we go to Ted and Dundalk. Ted, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, guys, just got a couple of things I wanted to go through, including an interesting trade that I think would be good for the team. But first off, just about the offensive line, you know, we've talked about this year in and year out. They've consistently been able to run the ball, even though they've had below average guard play over the last couple years. I'm looking at the PFF grades of Voorhees and Filele, and it looks like Filele is a much better player than Voorhees. They have a similar run blocking grade. Filele is a little bit better, but pass blocking, he's almost double on what Voorhees can do. So I don't know whose brilliant idea it was to rely on a seventh round pick coming off a torn ACL to start at left guard when you already have a bottom tier right guard and your offense is built on the foundation of running the football. I don't know if that's Harbaugh. I don't know if that's DaCosta. It just seems mind blowing to me. And now we're seeing the effects of it today. And then my trade idea, what do you guys think about trading Derrick Henry for Mike McDonald straight up? Thanks.
For who?
Mike McDonald. Oh. Hey, thanks for the call. I'm guessing Seattle would decline that trade because I mean Seattle's pretty good at the run stuff themselves. But Childs said he thinks Lele's been better than Voorhees, but that's like, I mean, come on. You want peas or lima beans with your dinner tonight?
Yeah, both have struggled. They both Voorhees will struggle. Filele really doesn't struggle with power, you know, like, and I've always said, you put a big slobber knocker over Filele and he'll be fine. You put a quick athletic guy and he's going to have problems. And with the stunts and twists, Filele has problems with that because it's speed and quickness. Now with Voorhees, he definitely struggles with power. He gets driven back a lot. You know, and he's a little, he's a better athlete than Filele. If they put in Bullock at either spot, I'd be happy. You know, let's just try.
It's 5-8-8-1-0-5-7 the Fed. We'll come back, talk to Nolan, get your phone calls. You want to join us for news from the Nash, you're more than welcome to do so at 410-583-1057. Count the late week money, I hope, and talk about the many sports subjects of this Total Request Thursday. Mike Bordick, talk baseball playoffs and Orioles managerial search with him. And arbitration figures. What do you do with Ryan Mountcastle? According to MLB trade rumors, he's looking to get $1 million raise. You paying that thing? Get your votes in, Featured Artist Friday. Got a lot to get to, but let's bring Nolan in officially. Nolan McGraw, how are you?
Doing all right. I got to be honest, I'm a little offended, though. You made a comment in the last segment about lima beans.
And peas.
But neither being good?
I like peas.
Okay.
I'll walk that back.
Well,
but like when I was 8, I'd have rather eaten dog poop than either one. And to this day, I still don't like lima beans. My least favorite food's olives, though. Oh, God.
Oh,
I spit
olives.
Them out. Pugh.
Any kind of olive?
Olive oil.
You don't like olive oil?
I was talking about Popeye's all day.
Oh. Oh, I like olive oil. Olive oil.
No, but olives?
Black olives?
None. Nope. Unless they tasted like cherries.
I like black olives on my pizza.
No. But my point is, when you're a kid, you got a nice, delicious, you know, Salisbury steak, mashed potatoes, corn, and then there's the peas and lima beans. You're like, what the hell am I supposed to do with these?
Yeah, but that's like a TV dinner.
Yeah.
That's, you know, you can't judge. That's like saying, I don't like burgers because McDonald's gave me a stomach.
All right, so you got Voorhees and Filele. Which one's the lima bean on this offensive line that is kind of a platter of that?
Apparently the only lima bean supporter in the building. Apparently. I was a big lima bean fan as a kid.
Really?
Haven't had them in a while. I might have to get some on the way home. I don't know.
Vinny, you a lima beaner?
No, I like a lot of beans, but I don't like lima beans.
I don't like a lot of corn, beans in my chili, to be
honest. A little succotash. That's good stuff.
I like green stuff. I like edamame.
I don't even know what that is.
Nah. You know, you ever been to a sushi place?
No.
Another thing I don't like.
Oh.
Man, unless it's covered in the wasabi, then I'll have to taste the sushi.
But to your point about the O-lineman, vegetables aside, I don't know. I mean, because I feel like Filele and Voorhees have both been very disappointing this year. I don't know who's been more disappointing than me. I mean, Vinny's showing me film clips the other day of Filele getting run over, you know, by guys that are, maybe 50 pounds lighter than him.
Extra point, wasn't it?
Right. And it was right from the jump. I mean, as soon as the ball was snapped, his butt was already on the ground. So
timber,
right? And that hasn't been an isolated play. I think back to the preseason when he whiffed a backup D lineman, just steamrolled him, and got to Cooper Rush, and the coaching staff defended him. Oh, he's had a great camp. He's doing fine. One play doesn't define a player. Sure, but I mean, this has been continuous. This has been repeated. But for Voorhees, little more, I'm starting to think, if he didn't get injured last year, would it have been much longer before he was replaced anyway for performance? Because they needed to bring McCary in because he just wasn't ready to go for week two or three. It was very early in the season. And then by the time he was ready to come back, well, McCary was so solid in his role that, well, we're not going to change anything at this point. But it almost seems to me that had he stayed healthy, it would have been only another couple weeks before they might have put McCary in that spot anyway.
The only thing that I keep pushing for Bullock, and the reason I keep pushing for Bullock is, you know, when I watched him play in the preseason, he come off flat back and he could move his feet and he kept his feet moving. And you don't see that from any of the other guys. That's why I wish he would just show me that he can't do it.
Why the reluctance to pull the trigger now?
I don't know. I have no idea.
And it's not a foreign concept, at least in Harbaugh's tenure. A very infamous O-line change in 2012 during the Super Bowl year. Drastic changes. I mean, that wasn't just plug and play one guy. They were shuffling all kinds of pieces. Right tackle going to left tackle, but, you know, just everything. So
I wish they would just shuffle, you know.
Right.
It's one piece. Give them a try. Right. Give them a try.
And getting back to Voorhees real quick, we were talking about with some of these, hey, they got to steal this guy. They got to steal that guy. Didn't they get a steal with Jumbo? Him? Yeah, but with Voorhees got hurt. Oh, he would have went in the third or fourth round, and they got him in, what, the seventh?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it was. He was a steal. You knew you were going to redshirt him that first season and watch him take over and be your dude for many years. And as Nolan pointed out, he wasn't playing great before he got hurt last year. McCary came in and stabilized things now in Jacksonville. Maybe the steal is not what we thought it was going to be at all.
And you know, when you look at like Falele, I thought Falele played good. The last part of the year last year, I thought he played. Well,
Pro Bowl alternate.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you.
I mean,
Lamar.
They ran out of people.
Thank you, Lamar.
But
Rosengarten was much. Rosengarten right now is kind of a liability too.
Mm-hmm. I think Falele last year he was serviceable, right? The Pro Bowl stuff, it's kind of in the same category as the Tyler Huntley thing.
2,000 yard rusher, basically.
Yeah, he was He wasn't as big of a liability. You could say that he was clearly the worst O-lineman last year, but that's because the O-line was pretty good overall. And, you know, you had Pro Bowl guys in Stanley and Linderbaum. So this year, is it because he doesn't have as much stability next to him that he can't really hide or his issues can't be masked? To me, it just seems like he's regressed. But last year, you're right. He was noticeably better.
Mm-hmm. But Nopum comes in to be that veteran, for all intents and purposes, replacing McCary. Couldn't play all five spots like Patrick could, but Nopum, yikes.
Yeah. Well, Nopum was with the Rams last year, right?
Playing more like the Notebook.
Yeah, their guy's probably salivating if Nopum's playing, you know, because, I mean, just look at it, because the Ravens probably get some pretty good intel from Nopum and Jake Hummel, because both played with the Rams last year.
And still no chance that Emory Jones is anywhere a part of this
full
line?
Full participant in practice yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't see his first live action.
This week.
You hadn't been pads on. Yeah,
but will he be a factor? Say November, December.
They'll throw him in there.
Mm-hmm.
Third round pick. I mean, he's going to get an opportunity. I'll bet you that. Why not?
Well, it might be too little too late by that point.
Well, if you put Booker and Emory Jones Jr. maybe at the two guard spots later.
Maybe you're looking at the 2026 Ravens offensive line.
Wouldn't we say that about the Orioles too, didn't we?
Yeah, we were saying that in like late August. I mean, they were. Anyway, we'll talk about the Orioles with Mike Bordick at the bottom of the hour. And if you missed the highlights of the Blue Jays finishes off the Yankees, we got that coming your way around 12:45. But coming up next, news from the nest. Got highlights and video, not videos, but audio coming out of one winning drive. Buy or sell. It's Count Some Money at 12:15. Mike Bordick, we're Hall of Famer. NFL launch at 1. Then we're going to get into the Rams offensive film. And, you know, this is where things might be a little dicey for the Ravens, whether or not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.